This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
I saw kids dying. The words of an Afghan man who worked with U.S. forces in Afghanistan and is trying desperately to get himself and his children out of the country now that the Taliban has taken over. He's been at the airport in Kabul for 4 days. Thousands are crowding the airport, trying frantically to get on flights out of the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
U.S. officials say the pace of evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies at the Kabul airport is picking up as a chaotic week draws to an end.
Every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday 6,000 people had been newly cleared for evacuation, a major increase over previous days.
The United States military is undertaking a gargantuan airlift operation right now.
But with President Biden's August 31st deadline for complete withdrawal of U.S. troops less than 2 weeks away, it is unclear how many people are in need of evacuation.
President Biden will talk about the evacuation in Afghanistan this afternoon at the White House. Tropical Storm Henri is targeting New England. They've issued a hurricane watch. Forecasters say the main threats are wind, heavy rain, and storm surge. Authorities combing areas of North Carolina flooded by the remnants of Tropical Storm Fred say two people have been found dead. 20 are missing. Hospitals are overflowing with COVID patients in Northeast Florida as the Delta variant spreads. The patients rapidly filling wards in Jacksonville are young. And Dr. Timothy Groover at Baptist Health System say they're getting sick faster.
The ages decrease from what we saw in the previous variants. It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
This is AP News. The Biden administration is forgiving student loan debt for those with severe disabilities. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Starting in September, the Education Department will start erasing student debt for some 323,000 Americans listed by Social Security as permanently disabled. The federal government already offers student debt relief, but the current rules require that borrowers submit a lot of documentation. Advocates have complained some people have been dropped by the program for not getting their paperwork in on time, like proof of earnings. They've asked that debt relief be automatically implemented for those already in the Social Security system. The National Student Legal Defense Network is calling the new policy a life-changing step.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment fell last week to a pandemic low, down by 29,000 to 348,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.